young adults facing health setbacks with a gospel perspective. These young adults have found peace as they have faced their health challenges with faith. Many people will face health challenges at some point in their lives. Such health setbacks can be discouraging and sometimes unexpected. These young adults have found they have much to contribute regardless of their physical setbacks. They've developed a deeper appreciation of the atonement of Jesus Christ and have found answers and peace in the plan of salvation.
Finding ways to serve. I was diagnosed at birth with a form of muscular dystrophy called spinal muscular atrophy, a disease that progressively weakens all voluntary and involuntary muscles. I have lived a life where I have to have people help me daily, hand and foot, and that is all I have ever known. Many times while growing up, I questioned what I am supposed to be doing. I always prayed for a way to give back to others and serve them. I joined the church in my late 20s, and one of the biggest blessings of being a member of the church has been the ability for me to serve. I clearly remember my first time inside the temple. I was sitting with my friend Julia in the baptistry, and she said to me, "You need people to help you with everything because you can't do it for yourself." That's what it's like for those who have died. They don't have bodies, so they need someone else to do their temple work for them. We can do for them what they can't do for themselves. In that moment, for the first time ever, I felt needed. I finally knew what I was supposed to do. A year later, I went to the temple to receive my own endowment. I started attending the temple once a week, and eventually I was set apart to work in the temple. Once I enter the temple, I feel as though I have the strength of a million people. I can suddenly do anything. The worldly barriers I face daily are lifted, and I can give back. Bianca Berry, California, USA.
Living a full life. When I was 5 years old, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Despite the everyday struggle of living with diabetes, as I've grown up, I've come to realize that this disease is an opportunity that is helping me become more like my Savior, Jesus Christ. At one point, I became troubled about living a full life with diabetes. One morning, I read in the Book of Mormon about the second time the stripling warriors were spared from death in battle. It really was a miracle that not one life was lost, though all were wounded. And we do justly ascribe it to the miraculous power of God because of their exceeding faith in God. Alma, chapter 57, verse 26. Those verses struck me with power. The Spirit whispered to me that I too, if I had enough faith, would be preserved to live a long and happy life. Hope filled me as I knelt down and thanked Heavenly Father for sending me peace. I realized my mistake in not trusting and having faith in God. In the scriptures, the young men in Helaman's band were devoted to protecting their families and fighting for their freedom, religion, and country. I, too, needed to focus more on helping those around me. I have hope that if I strive to be healthy, put my faith and trust in God, and focus more on my purpose than on myself, I will be sustained and my days will not be numbered less. Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verse 9. Aubrey Robinson, Minnesota, USA.
Learning about the atonement. My health issues started before I was born. I had what was called an omphalocele, meaning I was born with some of my internal organs on the outside of my body. Since then, scar tissue has caused many bowel obstructions, which paralyzed the digestive tract. Between these bowel obstructions, I suffer from chronic abdominal pain. This condition affects every aspect of my life. Sometimes I miss out on family parties and activities with friends. There are times when I have to call in sick to work, and email my college professors to work out how to make up schoolwork. Luckily, I have an extremely supportive wife who always encourages me and helps me to stay positive. My health challenges have altered my plans in many ways. For instance, I've had to repeat many classes in college due to multiple unplanned hospital stays and surgeries. I have had to change my studies to something that will be easier to complete in my condition. I honestly don't think I could bear this trial in my life without a firm testimony of the gospel, especially of the Savior's atonement. Knowing that Jesus Christ is my Savior and Redeemer has had a profound impact on my perspective. Without Him, I would feel helpless and hopeless. Through Him, I am empowered and enabled. Because Jesus Christ endured all pains and sicknesses for us, I'm never alone in my trials if I come unto Him. He knows exactly how I feel at any given time because He has felt it Himself. Relying on the Savior has truly changed my life and helped me to make the best of my situation and not pity myself. I'm blessed to have a testimony of the resurrection and to know that my body will be made perfect and whole. I came to this testimony through many years of doing the established things that bind me to God, praying, studying the scriptures, going to church, and pondering. It hasn't been easy, but through the power of the Spirit, I have learned much about what the Lord has in store for me, even though I have these physical limitations. Tyler Aldous, Utah, USA. Sidebar: Believe in the Promises of God by Elder Evan A. Schmutz of the 70. I have observed in the lives and examples of others that exercising strong and abiding faith in Jesus Christ and His promises provides the sure hope of better things to come. This sure hope steadies us, bringing the strength and power we need in order to endure. When we can link our suffering to an assurance of purpose in our mortality, and more specifically to the reward awaiting us in heavenly places, our faith in Christ increases, and we receive comfort to our souls. Elder Evan A. Schmutz of the 70, God Shall Wipe Away All Tears, Ensign, November 2016, page 118.
End of the article, Facing Health Setbacks with a Gospel Perspective. Read by Dwayne Case, Rena Nelson, Lindsay Hepworth, Pat Murray, Wes Nelson, and Charlene Stewart.